Listen up, ladies. I'm talking to you because it is time to get rid of that old nasty bra. If you're anything like me, I had a bra that I would always go to because it was just old, comfortable, and totally reliable, except it looked like crap. So I'm all about self-care, and self-care is buying yourself a new bra. And that's why I love this sponsor. Third Love uses the measurements of millions of women to design bras with all-day comfort and support. They stand behind their products, and if you don't love it, exchanges and returns are free for 60 days. And bras start at just $45. So finding your new favorite bra with high quality, comfy styles starts at just $45. So you guys, this is so cool. I went online. I did their fit finder quiz. I found my perfect fit in 60 seconds. I just answered a couple simple questions to find my bra size based on breast size, shape, and fit issues. And when I got them in the mail, I absolutely loved them. And they looked great. So Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone. So right now, they're offering my listeners 10% off your first order. Go to thirdlove.com/EYH now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 10% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/EYH for 10% off today. So, you know, I think forgiveness, it requires grace, right? On people and ourselves. Because a lot of times people listening, like the biggest person they have to forgive is themselves. Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go.
And we're back
with another episode of He Said, She Said.
What are we talking about today, babe?
Well, these are questions that you should be asking yourself to have a good life.
Oh, okay. Well, like what?
Well, these are questions that most people do not ask themselves. And some of these questions are going to be hard for people to answer. But these are questions that have literally transformed my life. And you know what's kind of crazy is how do we not ask ourselves certain questions? Did you go through a period of your life like I did where you just kind of like didn't actually ask yourself really clear questions like, wow, why am I tolerating this?
Well, I think it's because you get caught up in momentum and good momentum, bad momentum doesn't matter, right? We just get so wrapped up in this storm called life that we don't take the time or the space to actually say, huh, do I like this or do I want this? Or whatever questions, I have no idea what your questions are about to be. Whatever questions are sitting there on your notes that I'm kind of afraid to see right there, we don't take the time and the space to stop and reflect. We've always heard, like, you know, when you go to a business coach and they say, hey, listen, sometimes somebody outside of your business looking in is far more valuable than you because you're inside of it and you can't see. That's the same thing with life. You're inside it. It's busy and it's like a storm. And it's, even if it's a good thing, it's a good storm and it's all moving so quickly. You don't take the time to ask yourself questions.
And that's just one of the reasons we don't ask questions. There's a whole other blaring side that people are not going to like. And I know that I don't like. And I have some questions that are on here that I'm not going to answer on this podcast because there's been things that I have been doing and I haven't wanted to answer the question or ask myself this question because there are going to be hard things that I have to do to change my answer or to get the answer that I want. And let me start with a question so that you can hear what I'm saying or so that you can understand what I'm saying. So one of the first questions that you should ask yourself is, what am I currently tolerating that I know is not for me or that I don't love or that I don't enjoy? And I'm going to give you a pass or a go, Chris. You can choose pass or go on this question.
Oh God. Pass or go. Okay. Repeat the question.
What am I currently tolerating in my life that I know is not for me or I don't enjoy?
Oh, okay. I'll go.
All right.
I won't pass. I'll go.
Oh, good.
All right. Too much work. I still have more work than I want to be doing. And mm-hmm. so I know it's not for me. It doesn't feel like a fit and I'm still tolerating it or it wouldn't be there.
So then it goes to a deeper question, and that is, why are you allowing that in your life? And you don't have to answer that if you don't want.
I think I allow it in my life. One, it's probably just a comfort zone. Mm-hmm. Isn't that funny? Something that you don't necessarily like can still be a comfort zone. Cause that sounds like
I mean, ironic. We've had time off and we're like, what the hell do we do with ourselves?
Yep. That's exactly it. Two, I don't know, because more is more and you know, we can do it. And so we do it. I literally don't have a good answer to it.
So there's deeper questions that I would ask you around that, that I'm not going to have you answer right now. But what I would ask myself is, what am I thinking that I need to do? Or am I aligning my goals? You know, are my goals making me work this big? And do I still love those goals? And do I want those goals? And if so, is this amount of work worth it if I think that's what it's going to have to take to get to those? So that's what I would be asking myself.
You know, it's funny, you don't know this because you don't listen to my show. And that's not a dig. I don't listen to yours. But I just released an episode called Why Do You Want to Make What You Want to Make? And it was a recent coaching client I was working with, and they thought they wanted to make $1 million. It turns out they only had to make like 606 grand a year or something like that once we actually did their dream budget. And so what you're saying actually is super aligned with that episode that came out last week, is so many times we're working and working and working because we think we have to be, except we've never sat down to take the time to figure out, wait, how much do I actually need to make, not want to make? And there's a big difference.
Yeah.
Because that might cut work out.
Totally. So real quick, before we get into the next question, what would you say to someone if they're like, well, these are the goals that I want, so this is the amount of work that I have to do, yet I'm not happy. What would your next question be to them?
I'd make them question those goals. Mm. Right?
Would you? So you know how we say like never back down from things or downsize necessarily, but we have downsized when we need to. So if the person's like, okay, well, I don't necessarily like want to work this much. Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, then I'd make them question, why are they working that much? Why do they think that they want this thing or this life or whatever it might be?
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. I love that. This is like great cues for people to move off of from that question. You ready for the next one?
No.
No, this one's good. I like this one. Am I who I want to be? Am I who I want to be right now?
Oh, I like that one. Yeah.
And that's if an easy not, answer. What's keeping me from being that?
No, that's an easy answer. Yes.
Okay. So a lot of people aren't going to be able to answer yes. So for you guys, really asking, am I who I want to be? And if not, who or what is keeping you from not allowing you to be that person? I know that I've actually had actual human beings in my life who I believed had power over me that were keeping me from being who I wanted to be.
Ah.
Like there have been points in my life where I was like, no, I actually want to be that. But if I do this, I'm going to disappoint my parents. I'm going to disappoint her. And I can't leave this particular thing because if I do, I'm going to disappoint this person and they're going to think I'm a horrible person if I go out on my own.
That's going to be an eye opener for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one.
Totally. Okay. Next question is, what am I pretending not to know?
Ooh.
I hate this question.
Why do you hate this question?
Because I'm pretending not to know certain things.
You want to share one?
No.
You sure?
Not on here. Yeah. It's nothing about you. No, thanks. It's not.
Well, that's a relief.
I'm just not sharing because I think what we're pretending not to know sometimes is about our very personal life, you know? So it's like things that you need to change, whether it's in your relationships or conversations that you need to have with maybe family members or friends or whatever. Like I'm pretending not to know that if I don't have this conversation, there's going to be big problems down the road in our family or whatever that looks like. So that's just one that I typically on this podcast, like won't discuss something until I'm a bit through it or, you know what I mean?
Sure.
So for me, there are things I'm pretending not to know, few and far between. If you would have asked me 5 years ago, there'd be a list of like 30. Mm-hmm. And now there's a list of like 2. This year looks very different for all of us. And we're always looking for new ways to create memories, especially for those of you with children at home. And with the holidays coming up, I'm sure that you have a lot of kids on your list, just like me, even if it's just family members, nieces, nephews, your friends' kids. You guys, KiwiCo is such a cool, unique way to make new memories. KiwiCo has hands-on science and art projects that you can actually give a gift that sparks curiosity and learning all year round. KiwiCo designs hands-on projects and experiences that spark wonder and discovery. When a robot walks, a rocket launches, and a heart beats into a stethoscope, these are magical moments that inspire a lifetime of curiosity and learning. I know that one of the arts and crafts projects that I am so excited about, I'm actually saving it because I have some kids coming for the holidays. It is the geometric candle wax dyeing and candle molding set. You guys, I've been wanting to make candles, let alone make them with a bunch of my kids' friends, nieces, and nephews. So I cannot wait to put this project together. And then you have really cute candles when you're done. So with KiwiCo, they won't believe what they can build and accomplish. When they're finished, you can watch their confidence get as big as their smiles, and you can start a new holiday tradition with KiwiCo. KiwiCo is redefining learning with hands-on projects that build confidence, creativity, and critical thinking skills. There's something for every kid or kid at heart at KiwiCo. And you guys, especially with homeschooling this year, and who knows how much longer, these are different things that we can do together as a family in order for them to learn and grow in the way that you want, in a fun way at home. So get 50% off your first month plus free shipping on any crate line with code Lori at KiwiCo.com. That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo.com, promo code Lori. I've had a lot of you listeners message me about how this podcast is really helping with their mental health and other podcasts or books to stay on track, but that you might need a little bit more. You might need somebody to talk to in person. And whenever I've mentioned therapy, a lot of people have said that maybe it's too expensive or they're not quite ready for it. But let's really talk for a second about how much money we spend on our daily coffees, that at-home cute sweatsuit that we're putting on. But with Talkspace, you can actually take care of your mental health without dipping into your savings account. With Talkspace, you can sign up online or download the app and start therapy that same day with a licensed therapist for a fraction of the price of traditional therapy. Depending on the plan you choose, you can message and schedule live video sessions with your therapist, and you'll pay the same amount every single month, so it's in the budget. It's affordable. It's a fraction of the cost of in-person therapy. Instead of waiting for an appointment, you can send unlimited text messages to your therapist 24/7, and they'll engage with you daily 5 days a week. Talking to my friends is so different from talking to a licensed therapist who has the expertise and knowledge to give me practical guidance. Talkspace gives us the support we need at an affordable price. As a listener of this podcast, you get $100 off your first month with Talkspace. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com or download the app. Make sure to use code Lori to get $100 off your first month and show your support for the show. That's Lori at Talkspace.com.
I'm just honest to God, because you started out, you're saying, hey, pass or go. And I was willing to go on issues. I just don't even know what my answer would be to that. It would probably take a lot of reflection.
Well, it's good. That means you probably cleared up a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think I've got an answer to that one.
Or that means like, that I don't have a thing. You know what? Do you know why I don't think you have one? Is because you are very, Bananas is like growling at us. He's so mad at us because we've been working all day. You're very, like, you're good with confrontation.
Yeah.
You actually enjoy it.
Yep.
I don't enjoy it. When I say enjoy it, you'd rather just get it done with and like move through it. Where for me,
it doesn't bother me.
It doesn't bother you. Like, it bothers me deeply, even though I know that I need to do it. So I think for me, because I avoid confrontation, that's why I have a couple left in my life.
That would make really great sense. Mm-hmm. Can I also tell you a complex that I have?
Yeah.
You know, when we would like go to Tony Robbins, or like when you just ask me that question right there?
Yeah.
And sometimes you literally don't have an answer. Like, you know, what is wrong with you? What is the one thing? I'm like, I can't think of anything. It's my pet peeve when you can't think of an answer to it. And you're like, stop trying to force me to create something wrong when there's not something wrong. And right. Sometimes I feel entrapped to do that.
Yeah, totally. And sometimes it's funny because the more personal development that you do, the more you work through your problems, yep. right? So I've definitely been to events where I'm like, that's what I worked on for the last year. So I feel pretty clear right now. And they're like, no, you can't be clear. I'm like, I actually feel pretty good right now. Ask me about this and maybe that's off, but I feel pretty good. So, okay. No, and I don't think you need to force yourself to dig deep. We got plenty of shit in the world to worry about besides like, why don't I have this problem? That's a pretty funny question.
I know. I get a complex over it.
Why don't I have this problem? So congratulations. You've confronted that part.
Okay. These are kind of fun, but I'm also nervous. What's coming next?
Let's see. Hey, who or what do I need to forgive? Yourself included.
Who or what do I need to forgive? I just need to forgive other people for not living life under the terms that I would expect them to live under. Am I saying that right? Like, I've got such high expectations that, you know, little things that people do will throw me awry.
Yes.
And that's my expectations, not their expectations. Exactly. And then it was really ruining my day, not their day.
Right.
So I would need to forgive other people for not playing by my set of rules when that was never their desire to begin with.
Right. And in order to do that, in order to forgive, there's no way to forgive people without understanding that there are layers of the bigger picture that we are not seeing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think what happens sometimes is we're like, no, I'm not going to forgive them. They should have known better. They should have never said that. They should have never done that. This is the worst thing that someone could possibly do to someone. Except we have no idea that their parents did that to them their entire life. So it's actually like ingrained in them and they don't even think it's a big deal.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think forgiveness, it requires grace, right? On people and ourselves. Because a lot of times people listening, like the biggest person they have to forgive is themselves.
This whole episode, by the way, brings up the exact same feeling I have when I play Truth or Dare. All right, what's the next one?
All right, the next one. And this is your final question, because I didn't want to like, these questions should create a really good start in people's lives.
People,
okay?
You know, honestly, before you ask this, people should sit down with their loved ones and play this as a game.
Oh shit. This is going to be an intense game.
They really should.
Yeah. Let's never play this with our family.
Why?
Because that's why. All right. Now, people are either going to understand me when I say that or they're not. They're going to be like, why? That doesn't make any sense. Or they're going to be like, hell no, I'd never play this with my family. Or you can play this with your family and you'll definitely either get your shit figured out or you will never see your family again. So just understand that outcomes could go. Listen, I am not responsible for any outcome from this game. Okay. It's like you're signing the waiver by listening to this. Okay. Here we go. Last question. Are you ready?
I'm not ready.
That intense.
Truth or dare.
Okay.
Pass or go.
What is something I've always wanted to do, but haven't? Why haven't I done it? And how will I plan to do it?
I love this. I've always wanted to stay in a castle in like Ireland. Probably not the question. You're probably looking for something deep, right? You're probably looking for something like...
No, this is truly like life stuff. Like,
yeah, I've always wanted to get all of our friends together and rent a castle for like 2 weeks and stay in this castle and do castle things. Like, you know, shoot archery and ride horses and go hunting.
How can we make this dream come true?
They have it. It's a real thing. When they have several done for you packages where you get to go and do this with your friends.
Oh my God.
And I've always, always wanted to do this. Do you remember
Do you
remember a couple years ago we were in Hawaii and they had that magazine and I showed it to you? I don't know if you remember this. I was like, honey, this is it. This is what I want to do. It's literally, they have these things where you get to do this with friends. And what's stopping me? I've never made it a priority.
Yep. And why have you never made it a priority?
Because we've always had other things to travel for.
Yeah.
Right. So it's been very easy to say, last thing I do is feel like, you know, taking another couple of weeks and going overseas again when we're just here. We're just there.
And playing Dungeons and Dragons.
But doesn't it sound awesome?
It totally does. Let's, when COVID is done, we should plan your castle trip. Whether it's 2 years from now, that'd be great.
I think actually you should go hide out in a castle during COVID. Probably the best place to be.
Probably.
Hey, maybe we could do this for my 45th birthday in a couple of years.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yes.
All right, you guys, let's hold him to it. Dungeons and Dragons
in Ireland.
I mean, my
35th birthday.
Yeah, because that's cool to be young.
All right. What about you? I want to turn this one on you.
Oh, man. What's something I've always wanted to do but haven't? It's really weird because I have done a lot of things I've wanted to do. I've always wanted to like learn how to play an instrument well. I haven't because I always get busy doing other things.
Me too. The piano. And what do we have now?
A piano.
Yes. And what did I put on my Instagram stories today?
A piano?
Oh, you probably didn't watch them yet.
No.
I put a call out for any piano teachers that live in Scottsdale. I'm doing it now. I can't wait.
I can't wait because I love to sing. So I'm going to sing while you play piano. That's like my life goal.
I'm sorry. That's a no singing foyer.
Yeah. It's going to be singing.
Okay. Repeat the questions one more time so people can get them.
What am I currently tolerating? That's not for me. Am I who I want to be? What am I pretending not to know? Who or what do I need to forgive? What is something I've always wanted to do but haven't?
Dang, those are really good. I gotta be honest. Those are awesome. If people honestly sat down and reflected on those, and I probably wouldn't reflect on them at once. Now that I hear them all lined up like that, I'd probably do one a day or one a week. But I would take this as, how many are there? Five?
Honestly, if they can just actually accomplish one a year, their life will dramatically change.
But how many are there? Five?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
If somebody said, okay, I'm going to do this once a week for 5 weeks, I think that'd be a pretty powerful journey.
Yeah. And like you guys, we should know these things about our partners and our friends. Mm-hmm. Like that's what a very close relationship is actually knowing these things and helping people accomplish who they want to be, what they want to do, and to help people forgive who they need to forgive, all of the above. You do that, that will be like the basis of the best relationships you've ever had in your life. And yeah, it's going to be awkward and hard, but I'm telling you, this is what it's made of. We ask these questions to our friends. Like a lot of, we know a lot of these. Yeah. Yep. So
I got a sixth one that you probably didn't think of.
But clearly it's not on the paper.
What do you need to do in your business that you haven't taken action on yet? And the answer is you need to text 2021 to me. You need to text 2021 to me at 310-421-0416 and let us build your freaking Facebook ads and customer journey and opt-ins and all of that at our workshop in January. Guys, literally.
I don't understand how you have spots left, and I'm not even kidding you. I know you just launched it, but this is going to be like, if you have a business that is not where you want it yet, there are reasons. Like literally, Chris, you and I have done workshops like this and it has completely changed our life. Yep. Like stop being stagnant and stop wondering why something's not working in your business and actually get people who do this for a living to look at it and tell you the solution.
I'll be honest. I think people have no idea what's coming in 2021 and how hard it's going to be to stand out online. Yeah. I truly believe they just don't get it. They just don't fathom. And obviously the ones that do, they've already taken some action. But guys, if you think you're going to sell on social media in 2021, if you think you're going to sell using your existing opt-ins, if you think you're going to be able to sell using your existing sales page, please go back and mark the tape right now. It's going to be the most crowded, toughest year ever to stand out and sell anything online in 2021.
Doesn't mean you can't do it.
Well, of course
you just need to know how to do it.
That's what we're fixing for them.
You need to not guess.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
No more guessing. No more getting the low-hanging fruit. You're never going to see so many people competing for online attention in 2021 because of, you know, the restrictions and COVID and everything else. So if you want our guidance, guys, over $40,000 in services for less than half price, text 2021 to 310-421-0416. And in the meantime, what do you guys say? Earn your happy?
Yeah, I say earn your happy, but, you know, earn your happy and earn your money.
Oh God. If that's our sign off, then we're in trouble.
We are in trouble.
All right, guys. Appreciate you. Thanks for listening.
Bye, everyone. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing. And we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.